Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I am your host. Today, it's just you and I. I'm going to answer some of your questions from Instagram and Facebook and email and help you get a little bit better about marketing, I hope, right? From my experience working with people, working our own magic on our social medias and all of that good stuff, I'm going to answer all the questions you submitted either on Facebook or Instagram, some of them even on our website, smartpizzamarketing.com. So it's just you and I hanging out today. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast. And if you have any questions for future Q&A episodes, then shoot me an email, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com. That's the best place to shoot that email. Or you know what? You can go to our website. There's a contact form there. You can do that as well. I like to load up on these questions because I get asked quite frequently, whether that's a direct message, and if I haven't responded, I apologize, or an email, or a question on Facebook. And usually they're asking questions about Instagram or Facebook or email or text. And I like to save them because a lot of the questions that I get asked are relevant to people who don't ask the question. Maybe you just don't have time to ask a question, but you're concerned about it or your questions about it. And I think it's good content. And I think everybody should be listening. So that's why I kind of load up all these questions and then I answer them in one podcast episode. And then I can refer people back to these episodes. Before we get into the podcast today, we do have to thank some of our sponsors for making this show possible. And I really appreciate the people who support the podcast and make this podcast possible. Without the people who sponsor and advertise on the podcast, it would not be possible to continue to do this show for free for you and give you this podcast every single week, multiple times a week, and on YouTube, and do some cool things that we're trying to help you with. The magazine, the YouTube channel, and if you haven't yet, go subscribe over on YouTube because we just released... I told you in 2024, I'm doing these new videos over on YouTube, and we just released the latest version with George from Dedham House of Pizza. George graciously let us into his pizzeria. We recorded it. We talked about marketing. We talked about hiring. He showed us his ovens, his process for making Greek New England style pizza, and I want to do more of those. We did one with Anthony Allen from Auto Pizza at his dough factory, which was amazing and got a lot of good feedback on that one. The one we just released with George, I got a lot of good feedback on that one. Go check it out. That's what we're going to be doing more on our YouTube channel. Still doing the podcast like we are here with interviews with great entrepreneurs because we can talk to more people virtually than we can with the YouTube channel. But we're also going to be going into pizzerias to kind of show you more of a business aspect. I don't want to do the pizza show like Frank did. He did that and talk about different styles of pizza and why people love pizza. We know that. This show is about business and it's about growing your pizza business. And that's kind of what I want to do, but a video version over on YouTube. So if you haven't yet, go subscribe to our YouTube channel because that one is up. I think it's a good one. And we're only going to get more and better at these as we go along. All right. Thank you to today's sponsor, Pizza Cloud. If you've ever been on a Friday night and you've had a lull in the phone calls and you realize, like, what the heck is going on here? Maybe your phone lines went down and you didn't even know about it. So what you need to do is call Pizza Cloud because they'll hook you up with a cellular backup. And you never have to worry about the phone lines going down again. You never have to worry about the credit card processing being down, the internet being down, or the phone lines, and you lose business. And listen, on a Friday night, if you're down for a half an hour, that could be hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in sales that you're losing. And you don't even really know. Sometimes it's just quiet. And you're like, what the heck is even going on here? Why is it so quiet? You pick up the phone and there's no dial tone. That's the worst feeling in the world. PizzaCloud.net is going to help you not ever have that problem again. So go check it out, pizzacloud.net. Tell them you heard them on the Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast. Much appreciated. And also our friends over at Restaurant Systems Pro. If you want to run your single or maybe multi-unit operation like a franchise when it comes to saving money and really maximizing your inventory, your payroll, making sure you have all your prices priced correctly, Restaurant Systems Pro is the place for you. I just did a podcast with Fred, and we went over all of the details. It was the last episode that we did was number 513. So if you go back to episode 513, you can listen to my episode with Fred from Restaurant Systems Pro. And we go over step by step the exact process of how he can save you thousands of dollars every month. And he works with a lot of companies that he's been working with forever. And he wants to make sure that you're profitable. So he only gets paid if it works for you. He gives you a free trial. You get to go try it out. SmartPizzaMarketing.com/RSP for Restaurant Systems Pro. Go check it out. They have a monthly workshop that you can join to kind of see if it works for you. And a lot of pizzerias out there aren't necessarily business people, right? We didn't start that way. We started making great pizza and we're like, you know what? I want to open my own business. But you don't know the ins and outs of how to really maximize profits. And Fred's going to help you do that. Again, smartpizzamarketing.com/RSP. Let them know you heard them on the Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast. Much appreciated. All right, questions from the community over here. Facebook, Smart Pizza Marketing. Instagram, Smart Pizza Marketing. Go check it out. Hop on our email list because we have SPM Magazine coming out. I'm super pumped. We just finished all of the content as the recording of this podcast episode for SPM Magazine. Going to be coming out maybe the first or second week of March. I'm really excited about this. It's going to be a quarterly magazine and it's going to be fantastic. And reading through all of the contributors that we have in their content that they submitted in their articles, a lot of great info on how to help you run a better pizzeria. All right. Question number one from Alan White. What is your community involvement strategy? You know, give everything to everybody in your community for free. I think that's a great strategy. You know, when it comes to pizzerias, we often get asked a ton of times for donations, for money, or this or that. And what we did in our pizzeria was we always donated either pizza or gift cards because those are the things that we can control. I don't want to give somebody cash because I don't know what they're going to do with that. And not only do I not know what they're going to do with that, but how does that ultimately benefit our business other than supporting the community? Obviously that's great, but you can also support the community by feeding the community or giving them gift cards to have raffles with that they can turn into cash. But then ultimately, you know, you have control over what happens to that money because they're going to be coming into your establishment. And listen, we're small business owners as well. So $25 in cash is different than $25 gift card. I could give someone twice as much monetary value in a gift card than I can in cash because ultimately, that $100 in my pizzeria gift card is really $30 or $40 worth of food costs if I do my food costs well, maybe a little labor as well. But then it goes a long way. It's different than giving somebody, all right, I can give you $30 cash or I can give you a $100 gift card. The $100 gift card looks way better and it also supports your business. So I say, you know what? Your community involvement strategy should be to kind of support whatever sports or schools or events that are happening in your community with either donations of gift cards or food, because that's a great way to get your name out there and feel like you're everywhere without actually having to be everywhere. I literally just did a podcast, the last one we did, which was episode number 514. I talked to Sean and he has three locations in Florida and he went from being an accountant to having three locations. And we talk a lot about his community involvement strategy, and he just gives everything to everybody. And it's actually turned out to be a great marketing ploy for him because he got in front of the New York Yankees, he got in front of a radio station, all by just giving stuff away for free. Now, you don't want to give your house away for free, and you want to keep track of it, but you want to be able to give your community food. That's what you do. That's what you can help them with. So that's what I would do as my strategy, and that's what we did in our strategy. All right, next question. Johnny's New York Style Pizza. Johns Creek, Georgia. What are the pros and cons of offering specialty, unique, not on the menu pizzas every month? We are trying out seasonal and or holiday inspired pizzas, but not sure if it's worth the hassle. That's a great question because I think that sometimes pizzeria menus are often too big. And by adding things on your menu that you can't easily do, sometimes it becomes more of a burden than it's worth. But I think having seasonal things that's not on the menu is a great way to test things out. I always tell pizzerias, because I get questions a lot about, hey, I want to start a pizzeria. What should I do? I always tell people, hey, start with a small menu. Because when you have a small menu, it's a lot easier to add things to your menu than it is to take things away once you're started. And we made this mistake. When we opened our second location, we had a gigantic menu in our first location, but we were doing it for so long that, and we added things over time that it was easy for us to kind of manage. The employees were seasoned. They were doing it for a long time. So what we did when we opened our second location was copy that menu to the new location, and it was a disaster. I wish I could go back in time and be like, I'm cutting off 75% of this menu to start and then adding one thing at a time over time that our staff can manage and make properly so we're not bombarded with 1,000 different things and everybody's new. Huge mistake we made. So I always tell people, start small and add over time. It's not that hard to add an item that's seasonal to your menu, especially with social media nowadays. Back in the day, you would have to come up with a flyer. You'd have to maybe send out an email or put it on your website or somehow get the word out about that specific item way ahead of time so people had a heads up that it's coming. Not with social media. You can just post it on Instagram or on Facebook, run an ad 2 or 3 weeks before it's time to start making that item. And if it sells, great. You made money. And then you can stop selling it when the season's over. And if it doesn't, you never have to worry about putting it on your menu again. So I think adding items seasonally is a great way to add items and test it. And then you can test if that item works or not. If you put an item on your menu, it's profitable, it's easy to make, and it's a test seasonally, and it works out well, then maybe you can decide to add it on your menu later or for forever, like as a permanent menu item moving forward because you know how to do it. But you don't, you're not committed to it in the beginning. So I think it's a great idea, and I think you just got to go for it. All right, next question. Muhammad asked, how can I contact you to help us in marketing? Well, just go to the website, smartpizzamarketing.com. There's a contact button there. You can contact us that way. Michelle Wilkins says, how to boost sales during my winter slow time. You know, a lot of people want to fish when the fish aren't biting. I always say fish when the fish are biting, meaning that everybody wants to bump up slow times, which is fine. That's what you should want to do. But you should also try to maximize busy times. People often say, I want to, my lunch sales are slow, so I want to spend a lot of time, energy, and marketing dollars trying to bump those up versus you already have a full staff at night. You're already busy. It's a lot easier. Say you want to do an extra 20 orders a day. It's a lot easier to do 20 more orders when you're already prepped, fully staffed, and ready to go at night, and you already have the person power ready to go than it is to try to bump up your lunch sales 20 orders when you're not ready to go or you don't have people there who really want to order from you. So what I would do is make sure you're maximizing the times that you are busy, and it's okay to be a little bit slow at certain times. How do you boost sales during your winter slow time? You do things that are out of the box. Is there a way for you to get more catering orders? Is there something that you can do when it comes to events? Is there marketing dollars that you can spend in a small fraction of your marketing money spent on trying to have promos and sell certain items during your slow winter times? Are you using your email? Are you using text? Those are two ways that are hugely undervalued right now for marketing strategies for people, and they're not doing it. If I said, Michelle, are you sending out a text in the beginning of the week to your customers, letting them know about specials or events that you're having, and or an email later in the week? Most of the time when I ask somebody that, the answer is no. I have an email list, but I'm not using it. So I think you need to be sending out, you need to be hyper focused on sending out a text message every single week and an email or two, and then following up with your database, following up with the people who have already ordered from you. If your point of sale system doesn't do that, it's time for a new point of sale system. Your point of sale system needs to be on point. It needs to be your best friend when it comes to marketing. It needs to help you market. It needs to help you follow up with old people who haven't called. And it needs to automate that. Nowadays, in 2024, if your point of sale system doesn't automate your email marketing when someone orders or hasn't ordered or is a lazy customer, that point of sale system is not the point of sale system you should be using. So make sure that that happens for your point of sale system. I suggest FoodTech, the sponsor of the podcast. I've used it in the past and it does a great job at that. But there's a lot out there that could do that. So I would say maximize text, maximize email, make sure you're following up with old customers, but also have events and also maximize the times you're already busy. There's got to be some days, either nights or weekends, that you're really busy in the wintertime. Maximize those. Try to get 10 or 15 more orders on those times versus on Mondays or Tuesdays during the day when it's dead. Just, you know what? It's okay to be dead. It's not something that we want, but it's okay. Time to refresh and get ready for the next wave. Susie asked, do you prefer using fresh or canned mushrooms on your pizzas? She's from Smart Pizza. Hey, she's from Smart Pizza. Susie, I like fresh. I don't know. I don't like canned mushrooms. I don't know why. I know that people do like it sometimes, but I find them to be really watery. So I like fresh. If I can use fresh mushrooms all the time, and there's this perception too. When someone sees a canned mushroom, they just think it's cheap. I don't know why. For me, I would always try to go fresh if possible, or I wouldn't have it. Lucinda Baron Hutchinson asks, how to deal with Gen X employees? This is a great question. I know that we've done podcasts about this in the past about how to deal with Gen X employees. And I don't know if there's a right answer. I know that there's some pizzerias out there that are struggling to find employees and how to work with them. I just think that you need to realize that they're a different generation of people. They grew up in the technology era. They grew up different than we did. And sometimes we expect them to work just like we did. But listen, I know my grandfather told me that I had a horrible work ethic. And now I sound like my grandfather when I talk about my kids' generation of folk. Oh, they never want to work. They don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. Every generation before the new generation says that about the new generation. So just, you have to adapt. You have to change. You have to pivot. You have to let them know when they're working ahead of time. You have to be okay with the fact that they're going to be on their phones. You have to know that they want flexibility when it comes to what they do. You have to know they want to be appreciated. Money is great, but it only goes so far. They want to be appreciated in their work. How do you show appreciation? You do certain things. There's a lot of pizzerias lately that have been doing employee parties or giving gift cards for people who do excellent work or letting them do different kinds of work. I often tell people when they say they need help marketing, I say, don't hire a marketing company. I can help you marketing, but I can tell you what to do and you can have somebody on your staff do it. Is there a way to have them do what they're actually interested in? You know, if you have 20 employees and they're all Gen X, right? And you need help marketing, those employees know what's working. Now, I don't know if they're going to know how to make and translate that into business, but they're going to know what's working on TikTok or Instagram, not Facebook, but for text or Snapchat. They're going to know what's interesting on those platforms. Is there a way to let them help you with ideas or content creation and make a couple extra dollars on other times they're not on the schedule making pizza or working in the kitchen or answering phones? Think of outside the box. What can this person help me with that they're good at, that they will enjoy, that's different than what they're doing, that can be a supplement to my business and their morale moving forward? I think that's a great way to work with Gen X. And then also realize that they're just different. And once you get into your head as the owner, and this is just my advice, like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. This is just what I've done and what I see work for people who have been on the podcast. But I'm not saying this is exactly what you should do. This is just my advice. Take it with a grain of salt. You got to test it out for yourself. They're not going to be me. They're not the owner. They don't care as much as I do, and they're never going to care as much as I do. Once you get that into your head, you start to think differently. The mistake a lot of owners make is they want employees to care about the business as much as they do. And it's just not going to happen. No one is ever going to care about your business that doesn't have equity in your business as much as you do. So stop expecting that from people. If you expect it, you're going to be disappointed. And when you're disappointed, you're going to think less of that person. So just expect them to do low expectations. I always say low expectations is the key to life. Have the lowest expectations you can, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. All right, hope that's helpful. Next question, Anthony asked, best way to get customers to try our unique style of pizza that is not like every other New York-style shop in the area. Anthony, the best way to get people to try your pizza is to give it to them for free. If you're confident in your product, give it away for free. That's your marketing. Don't spend money marketing your product to give a discount. Give it away for free. Tell all of your friends. Tell everybody on the internet, hey, first order is free. Come in, give me your phone number, give me your email, and I will give you a free pizza because I am guaranteeing you that if you try my pizza, you are going to love it. And I got to get you as a customer. And I always tell people, listen, as a business owner myself who owns multiple businesses, I will take the phone number and email in exchange for my product for free, because I know that I have that customer's information and I can text and email them moving forward, and I can ask for referrals from that person because I have their email in their text or their phone number that I can text. So that is valuable information. A lot of people give away samples, but they don't ask anything in return. They're just like, oh, I want to give away my pizza as a sample because I know if they like it, they're going to come back as a customer, but you don't get anything in return for that free sample. So give it away for free. Put it on Facebook, put on Instagram, put on TikTok that you're giving away. All someone's got to do is scan this QR code that's on the counter. Give me your name, your email, and your phone number, and you can try this pizza for free because I know that if you try it, you're going to love it. So that's my advice. That's exactly what I would do if people are hesitant to try or buy your pizza because it's not the same as everybody else. Give it away for free, but make sure you get their name, their phone number, and their email so that way you can text them, email them, or contact them in the future. Here we go. On to the next one. Mr. Tolba says, what is the best way to market your new item and best way to market in slow time? I kind of answered that because that was in Michelle's question, which was the best way to market during a winter slow time. But I can expand on it a tiny bit. You know, like I said, text and email is very underutilized, but also so is Facebook and Instagram. I think people just use Facebook and Instagram wrong. They get into this habit of, and it's not a bad thing because we all do it. They get into this habit of, all right, I'm going to post to Instagram and Facebook, and I just got to post a video or a picture, and I'm just going to keep doing that. And they don't really gauge whether it's working or not. And then it's not working because those two platforms change so much over time that eventually they just say, oh, I tried Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat or TikTok, and it didn't work for me. Instead of really diving deep and being like, all right, I'm going to test some things out. I'm going to do some different things for the next 30 days. And then I'm going to go back and analyze the different things that I did and see which one performed the best. Like on Instagram, we've changed our strategy to these funny shareable memes. And if you're a pizzeria owner or manager or worker, you get it. You get what we're talking about. And our account has grown so much over the last 6 months from just switching that content that it's literally grown probably hundreds of thousands of views, more than we did before. And there was a couple people who were like, I don't like this new strategy. I like your old stuff. But I'm like, you know what? Great. You were the two people who liked the old content that we were doing. We were sharing, you know, clips of the podcast and the interviews that we were doing, and it just wasn't getting any reach. So the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. And I was doing that. I was guilty of that myself. So I said, listen, we got to put a stop to this. We're spending so much time and energy trying to get people to like what we want them to like instead of putting content out there that they want to see. The biggest thing you can do for your content is ask yourself, is this savable or shareable? No matter what platform it is, I don't care if it's TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever, email. If it's not savable or shareable, it's not going to go anywhere. That needs to be your number one factor. Now, you can put content out there that is neither of those, but your expectations for that content should be very low. So ask yourself this, is the content that I'm putting out savable or shareable? So the best way to market your new item is to make sure that you can create content that is shareable and savable. What kind of video can you make for Instagram? What kind of post can you do for Facebook? Can you make a TikTok trend with a viral song or a viral trend on TikTok that incorporates your new product? Is there an influencer out there that you can get come in who's very influential in your area to come in and try that new product? If so, reach out. And always start low. You never know. A lot of people are intimidated by influencers thinking they're going to charge you a ton of money. That's not always the case. Sometimes they're in a lull with content and they just need content and they need your help because without you as the owner, they can't go into restaurants and create content. So you never know. Low expectations and don't be afraid to ask. Next question. Tom Neville, what do you do when a customer isn't satisfied? You do whatever you can to make them satisfied within what you can do to help to make them satisfied. And sometimes there's just going to be customers out there who are assholes. And no matter what you do, they are just not going to be satisfied. There's not much you can do about that. We had a system in place where every time somebody ordered online, the next day they would get an email from me and it would say, hey, this is Bruce from XYZ Pizza. I saw you had an order last night. Let me know how it was. Hit reply. This email goes directly to my inbox, my personal inbox. I want to know how your order was. And 9 times out of 10, the email came back to me, the ones that did reply. And I'm like, you know what? It was great. Thanks so much. I appreciate you personally reaching out to me. But 1 out of 10 was, you know what? I wasn't going to say anything, but you forgot my ranch dressing. Or I ordered a chicken and feta cheese sub and they forgot my feta cheese. And then I would be able to directly contact that person and say, sorry about that. Here's an order off, or here's some money off of your next order. And what that did was it cut off them from being unsatisfied and leaving back a bad review. But once somebody already has a bad experience and they're unsatisfied, your job as the owner is to make them satisfied. One thing we used to have managers who, when a customer would call and say, hey, listen, this was bad, or my pizza was cold, or my delivery was late, they used to get a little defensive. And my mentor said to me one time, he's like, listen, it's my money. Your job is to not be defensive. Your job is to make sure the customer is satisfied. And I am telling you, as the owner, your job is to do whatever it takes to make them satisfied. There's three things that you can do. You can refund their money. You can remake their food correctly and send it to them as quickly as you can. Or you can give them a credit on their next order. And I authorize you to do one of those three things. And if one of those three things does not satisfy them, there is nothing that you can do to satisfy them. You can give them their money back. You can give them a credit for their next order, or you can remake their food and send it to them. And once we hammered that into our managers' heads, then everything became a little bit easier. Yeah, you'd get people who took advantage of that, right? But there's always people who take advantage of everything. It's never going to be a perfect system. But what we wanted was, we wanted a system in place where if there really was someone that had a bad experience, we fixed it. And we built a reputation of, no matter what happens, we're going to solve that problem the best of our abilities. And the best of our abilities is to do it one of those three ways. So if someone has a bad experience, is not satisfied, your job is to make them satisfied. And if you end up getting the same complaint over and over and over again, then that's when it's time to look internally at what system you have in place that's creating that problem. Because you get, you know, there's going to be random customers who are unhappy, but if it's the same thing over and over and over again, then that's a you problem, not a them problem. All right. That was a lot of questions. I have a couple more, but I'm going to save them for the next episode. Again, if you have a question, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for hanging out with me here for a half an hour. Just you and I hanging, talking about pizza and marketing. Go check out our YouTube channel. If you have a question, head over to smartpizzamarketing.com. That's our home base. Super excited for our magazine to come out. It's going to be great. I really do think this is going to be a great magazine. And we really want to have different contributors. And it's a magazine for pizza people, by pizza people, because I'm a pizza guy. And the people we have on our team and contributors are pizzeria owners, operators, friends, and people who work in the pizza industry. So it's going to be pretty fun. SmartPizzaMarketing.com is a place to go do that. If you have a question, you can reach out to me. I am at SmartPizzaMarketing on Instagram. I'm pretty much at SmartPizzaMarketing everywhere. So go just whatever platform you're on, search that, we'll pop up. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Hope you have a great week. We'll see you next time.